And you are tuned to KTOO in Juneau. Coming up next, the regular meeting of the City and Borough of Juneau. Stay tuned.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call roll, please? Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Bryson?
Present.
Mr. Edwardson? Mr. Edwardson?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Bartoszewski?
Here.
Ms. Hale?
Here.
Ms. Hughes-Scandies?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Treen?
Here.
Mayor Weldon?
Here.
The quorum is present. Thank you, Madam Clerk. So first we have a special order of business for a proclamation honoring Virginia Palmer. So may I have the troop come up, please? Or just Virginia will work. So this is a proclamation honoring Virginia Palmer. Whereas the Foundation for End of Life Care, Inc. is a Juneau-based nonprofit charitable organization whose mission is supporting end-of-life services, including hospice, bereavement care, and community education. And whereas the Foundation named Virginia Palmer its 2019 Person of the Year, and whereas Ginny Palmer has previously authored and produced the Foundation's 2008 book, When You're Not Here, which is a guide for families and individuals planning for the end of life, and whereas Ginny donated her time to update and expand that book and produced a new 2019 version titled A Guide for Helping Those Who Love When You're Not Here, and whereas Ms. Palmer has continued to serve in other ways to educate, assist, and advocate for families and individuals as they plan for and help deal with the end of life of a loved one, and whereas Ms. Palmer has a long history of community service and worthy causes since she moved to Juneau in 1966, including her service to the Friends of the Alaska State Museum, her church, and to many other Alaskan and Juneau-based organizations. Therefore, I, Beth A. Weldon, Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, on behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, do hereby issue this proclamation, thanking and honoring Virginia Palmer for her long service to the people of Juneau and her care and dedication to the mission of the Foundation for End-of-Life Care.
Thank you very much for this. This has been a work of love for me and for the foundation. The foundation is small, but it's strong. And we need to make sure that all these people get a book. Because yeah. it's an important thing to understand that no matter, I mean, I met a woman one time who gave these books as a wedding present. Because you need to start planning, just like you plan the whole of your life. As you can tell, this is passion. I'm passionate. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And before you run off, Mr. Wyrock, would you come up, please?
Unless you're planning to live forever, you don't need one of these, but I'm going to pass these out. This is the book Ginny authored in 2008. And I should mention that this Saturday, November 9th, from 2 to 4, Ginny will be having a book signing with Dr. Hal Geiger, the co-author of the new book. And this is no mean feat. This book is sold on Amazon. It's a national publication, and Ginny has done a world of work for the foundation during her time on the foundation and afterwards. And I should also mention that the foundation's mission is to support end-of-life care, including hospice, bereavement services, and community education. And this is part of the community education component of our mission. And finally, I just want to mention one other thing. Members of the board of directors, several of whom are here, are Dr. Bob Urata, Dr. Hal Geiger, Larry Talley, Laura Gregovich, Sharon Woodward, Mary Fiorella, Reverend Gordon Blue, Sue Nielsen, Dr. Steve Parker, Mr. Jim Carroll, ex-chief, and Shauna Hines. So we want to thank the board members for their service, and thank you, Assembly and the Mayor, for recognizing Ms. Palmer tonight.
Where is that book signing?
I beg your pardon?
Where is the book signing?
I'm sorry, Hearthside Books in the Valley.
Okay, thank you.
And that will be with our new book. That will be with our new book. You can come and get a copy with the new book. And I have a couple different chapters in it, one that addresses how do you deal with your family if you know you're dying, and how do you change your house to make it amenable for people who need more help.
All right, thank you very much, and you have to start that in and shake everybody's hand.
Love the last name.
Thank you for your work.
I know.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you and welcome to the board. Congratulations. Thank you for bringing these. Okay, that brings us to approval of minutes. Ms. Hale.
Madam Chair, Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes from the August 1st, 2019 Special Assembly meeting, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the minutes are approved. Manager's request for agenda changes. Mr. Manager.
No changes, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Public participation on non-agenda items. Do we have anything to sign up? Okay, looking that we have nobody signed up, we will move to a consent agenda. Are there any public requests for consent agenda changes other than ordinance for introduction? Seeing and hearing none, are there any assembly requests for consent agenda changes? Seeing and hearing none, we'll go to assembly action. Ms. Gladyshevsky.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, our consent agenda is approved. Then we'll go before we get to...
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Manager, before we get to public hearing, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the consent agenda, you just passed Resolution 2872 authorizing CBJ to join the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission. A lot of hard work went into that by municipal employees around the state to create that structure that is going to bring good improvement to all the communities that participate. And I wanted to recognize our staff, former and present, that worked on this to make it a reality. Mr. Bartholomew certainly put good efforts in, as did Mr. Rogers and Mr. Singletary in our sales tax office, and also Mr. Andreasen of the Municipal League, another one of our citizens, worked very hard to bring this forward. So I just wanted to point out their good work.
Thank you, Mr. Manager, and thank you all for your hard work in making this happen. So that brings us to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-13, an ordinance amending Ordinance 2018-37 related to the City and Borough Recycle Work Program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
On July 11, 2018, Ordinance 2018-37 authorized an alternative procurement method related to the City and Borough's Recycle Works program. That ordinance allowed consolidation of recycling, household hazardous waste, and future composting programs at the landfill to realize public convenience and operational efficiencies. Staff is finalizing negotiations for the recycle contract and household hazardous waste lease, but the global recycling market has constricted since July 2018. This ordinance amends the payment terms of 2018-37 to reflect changes in the recycling market. The recycle contract term remains 10 years with four five-year renewal options for a total of 30 years. Waste Management has constructed the new recycling building at the landfill, and this new facility will receive, process, bale, and ship recyclable materials from residential and commercial sources. This ordinance was reviewed by the Public Works and Facilities Committee on October 28, 2019. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly, and we'll start on this end to give Mr. Smith a chance to see how it's done. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move that the Assembly approve Ordinance 2019-3, and we'll object for a moment to ask a question.
All right. Object for your question. What is your question?
I know that in the ordinance it talks about the initial term of the contract will pay no more than $27,500 a month. And then somewhere in here it talks about after the 10 years it goes down. And I can't find that where it was put.
The question
is, what does it go down to? And does it go down in subsequent renewals or only on the first one?
Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. So on packet page 96, this is on the back of the current ordinance in front of you, line roughly 7-8, the renewal operating fee after the first 10 years goes down to $17,500, and that is the anticipated operating fee for the future terms, barring any changes due to inflation that are provided for in the underlying ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Any follow-up, Mr. Jones?
No.
All right. So we have...
I would ask unanimous consent.
Okay. I was just going to say, have you withdrawn your objection? All right. So we have a motion on the floor. Any objection? Mr. Bryson.
I wanted to check for the purpose of a question as well, Madam Mayor.
Ask your question, Mr. Bryson.
I found on there that it was only going to be available 5 days per week for commercial recyclers, whereas currently it's 6 days a week right now. What 5 days of the week would those be? Is that Monday through Friday?
Mr. Manager?
Madam Mayor, I believe that will be negotiated with Waste Management and determined, I would imagine, to best suit the needs of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Follow up, Mr. Bryson?
If I can only ask questions or can I make a comment?
You can make one comment.
If recycling to commercial businesses is taken from 6 days, what it is currently at, down to 5 days, that would create a burden on businesses to continue to effectively recycle, which could cause a reduction in recyclable materials. So I would strongly urge the negotiations to stay for commercial recycling 6 days a week.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bryson. Are you maintaining your objection?
I remove my objection. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
All right. Any other objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. It brings us to item B. Madam Clerk.
Madam Mayor, Ordinance 2019-44, an ordinance correcting certain customer classes and rates for water and wastewater utility services in Ordinance 2019-31.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
Ordinance 2019-31 was recently adopted and increased the water and wastewater utility rates. Shortly after adoption, inadvertent customer class and rate errors were identified in the ordinance. This ordinance corrects those inadvertent errors to be consistent with the intent of 2019-31. Public Works and Facilities Committee heard this on October 28, 2019. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to testify on this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-44 and ask for unanimous consent.
The motion has been raised. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none. Mr. Edwardson, I'm assuming you'd pipe in if you had any objection. So, seeing and hearing none, this motion passes. Brings us to item C. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-45, an ordinance amending the sales tax code related to the out-of-borough exemption.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manor.
This housekeeping ordinance clarifies the sales tax exemption for out-of-borough sales, which will allow the sales tax office to continue its historic interpretation and application of the exemption. Since its inception, the out-of-borough sales tax exemption has been interpreted to apply when the buyer makes an order from outside the borough and the goods are shipped outside the borough, regardless of whether the buyer or the seller arranged and paid for the shipping. The ordinance clarifies and supports that interpretation of the code, which does not change current practice. Assembly Finance Committee recommended this change at its meeting on September 25, 2019. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Treem.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-45 and ask unanimous consent.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. Brings us to item D. Madam Clerk. Sorry, we're going pretty fast today. Sorry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-06-G. An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1 million as funding for various capital improvement projects at the Juneau International Airport, funding provided by passenger facility charge fees.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $1 million to two capital improvement projects: terminal reconstruction in the amount of $587,723, taxiway A, E, and D1, $412,277. Funding is provided by passenger facility charge PFC 9 collections. The Airport Board approved this action at its October 8, 2019 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hughes-Handys.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-06-G, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Jones.
I'll object for a question, and maybe Ms. Watto will come up.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for your question, and Ms. Watto is on her way up. And we thank Ms. Watto for faithfully being here whenever an airport item is on our agenda.
Which is always.
We love seeing you.
Ms. Watto.
You may need to slow down. My question is, pasture facility charges are every year, and PFC 9 covers a particular time frame. So is assuming that these projects are there, do you have this money already collected, or is this money to be collected in the next year? Are you going to use any fund balance if that is slow coming in?
And through the mayor, this is currently being collected now. We used to appropriate the PFCs all at once, and then we started doing it by project after they were collected, and now we're kind of going through during the middle, especially because of the taxiway project requiring the remaining match to this project. So working with Mr. Rogers in finance, he said we can do this now, similar to what we used to do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Do you maintain your objection?
No.
Any further objection? All right, Mr. Edwardson apparently has his mute stuck again, and he offers no objection. So seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. That brings us to item E. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-06-H, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of up to $35,292 as funding for multiple training events for the Juneau Police Department. Grant funding provided by the United States Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs, Fiscal Year 19 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant JAG Program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
The Juneau Police Department has been awarded $35,292 in grant funding for various training opportunities. JPD leadership team has identified the following training opportunities: advanced crime prevention through environmental design, explosive ordnance device, Microsoft boot camp, national incident-based reporting, and report building. No local match is required for this grant. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wrote this down so I'd get it right. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-06H and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any objection? Checking my phone for Mr. Edwardson. Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Smith. You did it correctly. Moving on to item F. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-06-I, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1,324,150 as funding for a negotiated wage increase and an additional lump sum payment for Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, MEBA, and unrepresented employees. Funding provided by the general funds, fund balance, and various enterprise funds, fund balances.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance appropriates $1,324,150 in fiscal year 20 for negotiated wage increase to employer contribution to health insurance, and additional lump sum payment of $500 for MEBA and unrepresented employees. Funding is provided by General Fund's fund balance and the enterprise fund balance of lands and resources, airport, harbors, docks, waste management, water, wastewater, fleet, and risk. Resolutions 2859 and 2860 were reviewed and adopted by the Assembly at its meeting on July 22, 2019. Resolution 2859 ratified the labor agreement between the CBJ and MEBA. Resolution 2860 adopted changes to the personnel rules to align them with the labor agreement ratified in Resolution 2859. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Bryson.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-06-I and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Just checking my phone to see what Mr. Edwardson says. I'm assuming there's none, but... And I see no objection from him either. So this motion passes. Okay, that brings us to item G. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-06-J, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $570,847 as funding for a negotiated wage increase and an additional lump sum payment for Public Safety Employees Association, PSEA, employees. Funding provided by the General Fund's fund balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance appropriates $570,847 in fiscal year 20 for negotiated wage increase to employer contribution to health insurance, and additional lump sum payment of $500 for Public Safety Employee Association employees. Funding is provided by the General Fund's fund balance. Resolution 2858 was reviewed and adopted by the Assembly at its meeting on July 22, 2019. 2858 ratified the labor agreement between CBJ and PSEA. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wish to testify to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Glashevsky.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move ordinance 2019-06J for adoption and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, this motion passes. Brings us to item H. Madam Clerk.
Madam Mayor, ordinance 2019-06K, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $166,000 as funding for a negotiated wage increase for International Association of Firefighters, IAFF, employees, funding provided by the general fund's fund balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance appropriates $166,000 in fiscal year 20 for the negotiated wage increase and increase to employer contribution to health insurance for International Association of Firefighters employees. Funding is provided by the general fund's fund balance. Resolution 2870 was reviewed and adopted by the Assembly at its meeting on October 14, 2019. 2870 ratified the labor agreement between CBJ and IAFF. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Any member of the public wish to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move that the Assembly adopt ordinance 2019-06A and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. Brings us to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business?
Madam Mayor, we have a hardship late file. Oh, sorry. No, we have no unfinished business.
Okay, that brings us to new business. Mr. Manager.
Madam Mayor, we have a hardship late filed property tax exemption request. In your packet, starting at package page 115, we have the request from the property owner and the CBJ code. If it is the Assembly's desire to authorize the manager to accept the late filed exemption, we would be looking for a motion from the Assembly to authorize that.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Ms. Glashevsky.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the Assembly accept the late file application, this of case of foreclosure.
Thank you, Ms. Glashevsky. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we have accepted the late file. All right, that brings us to item B. Is this Mr. Palmer or Mr.
HRC. It might be the chair of HRC.
Never mind. Mr. Bryson, item B.
Madam Mayor, I was informed that the liquor license protest was not necessary, that the Taku Lane's liquor license previous balance of $6,343.34 has been paid in full. We did not take action since the balance had been paid.
Okay, do we have to take actual action to withdraw protest, or do you guys okay?
The actual action from the Assembly needs to be a waiver of the protest, is how we word it in the letter that goes to AMCO, is that either the Assembly protested or waived its right to protest.
All right, thank you. Mr. Bryson, would you waive our right, please?
Madam Mayor, the Human Resource Committee recommends that we waive our right to protest as this balance has been paid in full.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bryson. Any objections to our waiver? Okay. I'm going to accept that there's no objection, so that protest has been waived. All right, that brings us to staff reports.
No staff report, thank you.
Thank you. So that brings us to Assembly reports. Okay. So that brings us to the mayor's report. And is it in our red file? Okay. In your red folder, we have our draft calendar. And we did make a couple changes today. And Madam Clerk, would you remind everybody what changes you made?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So in your red folder, you'll see the 2020 draft assembly and assembly committee proposed schedule. The main differences with the version that members were given out on Saturday is that on the October timeframe, we removed a committee of the whole meeting on October 5th. So there are no meetings the night before the election. So that would be no committee of the whole, no lands, and no public works and facilities committee. I'm looking to see what the other changes were. I know we made one.
December 5th?
We took off the December 5th retreat date and figured that the new assembly, once they're reorganized, can set their retreat date according to their schedules as well. All right. Everything else was as you received it on Saturday.
So,
the finance committee meetings.
Oh, Madam Mayor, there is other changes. Thank you, Ms. Cosgrove. Ms. Cosgrove reminded me that we removed the assembly finance committee meeting change. We had the whole month of May listed for every Wednesday. It's now only going through the 13th of May. And we had one on June 3rd and June 10th. Now it's only showing up on June 3rd for finance.
All right, thank you. So we need Mr. Jones.
Question I have, and also maybe a reminder, is making that change in the finance committee, assuming that on the assembly meeting on the 18th, we will have been done with our budget and that that will be there for adoption or introduction and then adoption on the assembly meeting on the 8th? Or
when you name the month, Mr. Jones, I've lost you.
In the month of May, the last finance meeting is the 13th. The 18th is an assembly meeting, and the 8th of June is an assembly meeting. We have to pass the budget by June 15th. So by eliminating the Finance Committee meeting on the 20th or 27th, is going to assume that we will be done and the budget will be before the Assembly on the 18th. I don't see anybody saying no.
So you are the chair, Mr. Do you would like to add those back on?
I'm just telling you all that as we go through the budget process starting April 1st, your deadline is the 13th of May. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that that's correct.
We can do it.
Because I'll be leaving town on the 14th. I have a niece getting married on the 16th in San Diego, so I may not be back on the 18th. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware that by making that change, we are making the assumption that we will be done with the budget and it will be before the assembly on the 18th of May.
Okay. Are you comfortable with that as chair? Or
I am comfortable with that as long as I can corral everybody else.
Okay. All right. Any other comments, questions?
Madam Mayor, I do have just one small comment to point out. Just because of the way the holidays fall this coming year, Alaska Day holiday is being observed by CBJ on Monday, October 19th. That would normally be the reorganization of the assembly meeting evening. And so we have scheduled that for Tuesday, the 20th. So this is a very odd calendar. It's going to be very similar in 2021 as well. But I just wanted to point that out so it wasn't a surprise as it came up in the calendar.
All right, thank you. Madam, Ms. Bonachewski.
I would move that the Assembly adopt this calendar, but I would object actually for the purposes of one question. I don't know what the green in April, it's green for finance meetings, but then there's some that have blue squares. What's the blue square?
If I might, Madam Mayor, if you'll note up in the side column where it says April 1st special meeting to introduce the budget, that's what your blue square around the first is.
Okay.
It's also Finance Committee meetings, and then April 22nd is the charter required public hearing on the budget as well to set the school district amounts.
Thank you. I remove my objection and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, our calendar is approved. Okay, and then our other next topic for discussion on my mayor's report is right now we're looking at starting at 9 o'clock on December 7th. Is that correct? And we will be going to either one or two, depends on how many questions or comments people have. So hopefully we'll get down at one, but I'm not going to cut anybody short. But keep in mind that we do have an assembly member that would like us to be as brief as possible. Ms. Treem.
Will you remind us again where that is?
It will be at the BRH boardroom. And lunch is going to be provided. We use that as a break to think about things. But the staff want to know if we wanted to have breakfast provided, which means you will be there earlier than 9 because we're starting at 9. So what is the will of the body? Do you want breakfast served at 8:30?
My will is to push for as late a start time as possible. So,
well, you would just show up at 9, but if you wanted breakfast, you would come a little early.
Okay. Well, I don't want to stop you all from eating breakfast if you want.
If a coffee and something was there, it would be great.
Yeah, so it sounds like coffee and snacks.
Caffeine, please.
Okay. Yeah.
Madam Clerk, do you have enough to go with that? Okay. And so I'm looking at a very similar schedule that we had from our last retreat, and we'll get that information out to you here in a week or so. Ms. Cosgrove has already got me task-oriented and been on me to work on this, so we've been working on it. I'm handing out tonight just our goals last time and where we are, updated November 4th, so people can look at that, and Mr. Edwardson will put it in your mailbox. So people can remember what we've done. And please really look at the goals and see everything that we have accomplished. I'm hearing from our staff that we've been one of the busier assemblies. So congratulations on everybody. A lot of hard work there. And just remember, time is a resource for both us and our staff on Saturday at your retreat. So, and we want to look at these, and we'll asking the questions, do we want to change our goals? Are there any implementing actions that we think we have accomplished and we can remove? And we're also looking at any implementing actions that we might consider adding. So,
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Smith.
Is this form will be, the public can find this online so they can see what the goals were and where current status
is? It's been online for quite some time. It's on our website, so. Just to bring your attention to item or goals number 2 and 5, I have added 2 implementing actions because we're in the process of them. I've kept them in gray because they're draft and we can either keep them, hopefully, at our retreat, but just so you know that there is some work being done already. So, and Mr. Bryson, number 5, that's your item that I'm saying that you're in progress on, so hopefully you're making progress on that.
Every day, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor.
Ms. Hale.
Thank you. I believe Mr. Smith also asked if the updated goals were posted. I know our goals have been posted ever since we made them, but are these updates posted?
Ms. Cosgrove.
excuse me. If you go to the August 26th committee of the whole packet, the notes on the side as presented are there.
Okay.
Yes. The yes. This is nowhere yet but in your hands.
Okay. And just remember any implementing actions that you might consider, remember we try and stay up at the policy level. So we'll not get too far down the weeds. So, but things do come up every once in a while that we might have to take care of. So any questions? about our retreat. We will be getting more and more information as we get closer and closer. So. All right, my report. I got to take part in the Southeast Port Communication Teleconference, and we got to talk to different members of the Southeast community about their ports, and thank you for Mr. Watt for making this happen, and everybody agreed that this was a good thing to do, and we should continue doing it. So it was very interesting listening to some of the goings-on in the other ports. So myself and a couple members of our staff also got the tour of the Top Hat Cannabis Company, and that was a very professional organization, and we were quite impressed. So I was able to do a welcome speech for the Domestic Violence Summit at the Elizabeth Bradovich Hall, and that was a good summit, and I think they had a lot of good testimony, for lack of better words, from people. And so staggering numbers of domestic violence, so hopefully we can make some progress on that. I took part in the Alaska Committee strategic planning session, and as they get closer to their time to announce all that stuff, I'm sure they will. I read a resolution at the Red Ribbon Week event, and thanks to Janice Holse and all the dancers that were there. The dancers were very adorable and good dancers. So I, along with some of you, attended the reentry simulation at the Elizabeth Bradovich Hall and just got a simple taste of the frustrations that people face as they're trying to reenter society from prison. That was a good event, and they hope to do another one in January. And I was part of the planning session for the high school art festival that's coming up in April, so you'll hear more about that as it gets closer. So Jenno, I don't think, has done this for almost 10 years, so it'll be fun to do that. I attended the sale auction and dinner and was able to do an introduction speech for one of their honorees, Gail Vandor, so that was a lot of fun. And I also got to attend the Jenno Chamber of Commerce dinner and auction. And I was lucky enough to have dinner at V's Cellar Door when the Diners, Drive-In, and Dives was airing their program. So that was a lot of fun. Good crowd there. And while you all had a nice, easy time before this meeting, I was meeting with 10 Cub Scouts. They were great, but a lot of energy to contain in one room. So with that, that is my report. We'll move on. We'll start with you. Actually, we'll start down here to give Mr. Smith some time to adjust. Mrs. Gladyshaw.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I am pleased to report, providing officer report, that one thing you can take one thing off of your agenda, and that is the Mountainside Estates appeal. The neighborhood and the applicant have come to an agreement on what should happen there. So we have. The hearing's been vacated, so we will not be having any hearing on that. So that's good news. And hopefully, and it's dependent on the Planning Commission. I don't know what the agreement is, but it's depending on the going through the Planning Commission. So we'll hear more about that as that goes through. The COW, we did the whole met last week on October 28th. And talked about child care, the Juneau Economic Plan, and Housing Action Plan. Spent most of the time talking about child care committee update. Heard from Ms. Cosgrove. And we got into some detail about that and asked for some more information. And it will be back at the committee of the whole soon near you. and the next committee of the whole is November 18th, so in 2 weeks.
No. December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Oh, December 2nd. That's right. We canceled that one. Okay, that's excellent. Thank you for that. I went to the senior center for last day to have pancakes, which is always awesome every year. That was fun. I saw you there. A bunch of people were there.
Banana pancakes were the best.
Oh, we have a disagreement on that. And the fundraiser to raise money at the Filipino Hall for the 4th of July Filipino dancers. That was fun. Several of us tried our hand at dancing with the sticks, and that some of us were more successful than others. We're not getting any names on who's what. And that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you all again for a good meeting on Saturday, the Finance Committee meeting. On your desk, you should have the agenda for the meeting on Wednesday. It should be relatively quick. The next meeting will be December 4th, and that will be to get the questions answered that either Ms. Cosgrove or Mr. Rogers needed to do based on the questions we asked on that day. The school facilities CIP maintenance team meeting, I'm trying to get that scheduled for early December, especially after our joint meeting with the school board and talking about CIPs and especially roofs. But given November's schedule, I think early December may be the earliest time, hopefully before he leaves, which I forget is more toward the middle of December. But hopefully I can get that scheduled sometime this week and let you know what that is. For those members that are on the committee, I'll try to get you so that you're not gone or something at that time. The Juneau School Board next meeting, they met before our last meeting. They had a retreat on October 26th, which was basically for their reorganization, who their committee assignments are, and then did a lot of more work on their strategic plan. Their next board meeting is November 12th. I will be in Anchorage if anybody wants to go. It's at JDHS. And their preliminary audit numbers, according to an email I got today, they'll be discussing. The auditors are done with them and have actually issued the report. Alaska Municipal League attended a board meeting where we talked about the particular awards that will be done up at AML. Hopefully all of you will be up there. The resolutions that we will vote on up there have been sent out. I think Ms. McEwen forwarded the email from Nils Anderson a while back. I know Ms. Hales had some questions about that, has been talking to Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers and Ms. Cosgrove and I met to sort of go over that to see if we had any issues or problems. But if you don't have that, let Ms. McEwen know and she'll get you the resolutions and she'd look them over. Expect to see you all up there in a couple of weeks. I will be going up on the 12th because I have 3 days of marijuana control board meeting, 13, 14, 15, and then I'm just going to stay up there. So I will be up there if anybody has any questions or needs to talk. I attended a lot of the things that the mayor and Ms. Glaskowski talked about. I attended a couple of the planning commission meetings. Nothing serious going on there that I could see or that will pop up here. Just a couple of comments. Next week, November 11th, is Veterans Day. That is the, I think that used to be called Armistice Day, maybe was called something else. Basically, it signifies that on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour, World War I ended, 1918, 101 years ago. I'm sure all of us remember that day and where we were at. No?
Are you, sir?
That's not me.
Okay.
Is that better than the jokes?
Anyway, there may be some events around town. I know that the Native Veterans Group usually gets together. There's usually something in the Centennial Hall with the Coast Guard. So anyway, I would just ask that you pay attention to that. This is a one time of the year in which we can do that. The date preceding that for the mayor's interest in mine is the United States Marine Corps 244th birthday, November 10th,
Hoorah.
On a Sunday. Those of us that have served in the Marine Corps count on that day every year. Pay attention to it. With that, that's the end of my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. And Ms. Glaszewski just sent me a note that she forgot one.
I just forgot to mention the, thank you, Madam Mayor, the Eagle Crest Committee, we are still working out a date, but it's likely to be a Thursday at noon, probably the first Thursday in December might be one. We don't have it nailed down, but it'll be a Thursday at noon around that time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blaszewski. And Mr. Edwardson, since he's stuck on mute, said he'll report next meeting, but he wanted me to say that Sea Alaska Heritage is holding discussions for November as its Native American Heritage Month, and he reminded me that we did meet with Ms. Worrell and Mr. Kanger, and they showed us their plans for their art complex, which is a beautiful place, so that was fun to see. And he also wanted to say that Monday, November 11th was Veterans Day, so thank you for our two veterans, Mr. Jones and Mr. Edwardson, for your service. So that will bring it to Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will be brief. Bartlett Hospital Board met on October 22nd. We talked about numerous things, but talked about the campus plan, which is on target, and that campus plan, as well as other planning that is going on, will feed that CIP that I keep talking about. So they're proceeding apace. Gave an update on the Crisis Intervention Center. Northwind Architects has interviewed departments, interviewed patients and families. They're really trying to do a really comprehensive look at the design of that that structure, that facility. I also participated in the reentry simulation, as did several others, and it was really quite amazing. They did a great job, I think, all the volunteers and the structure itself. Public Works and Facilities Committee met on October 28th, and you've seen much of what we did tonight. And no Commission on Aging yet. And I'll stop there.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Hale.
I need an example of brevity for Mr. Smith.
Perfect. Everybody is tonight. Thank you, Ms. Hale. Ms. Treem.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was not able to attend the last Travel Juneau meeting due to work commitments, and I apologize to Ms. Perry, who very promptly sent me the updates, and I forgot my phone and don't have that email with me. I am now the chamber liaison, but they have not met since I assumed that duty, so I have nothing to report on that. The Aquatics Board held its retreat on the 28th. They got a tour of the pool and got to know each other, and I hear they had a great time. And they have formed three committees, a budget and finance committee, a board development committee, and a programs and outreach committee, which I think among its first tasks will be working on helping users of the downtown pool get ready for that pool's closure when it is closed next summer for maintenance. And their committees will be meeting in December, but not their regular board. The Visitor Industry Task Force met on the 22nd. We had a relatively brief meeting to get to know each other, introduce ourselves, and set our schedule. Our next meeting will be tomorrow at noon here in the Assembly Chambers, and Mr. Watt will be giving us a presentation on how Juneau fits into the broader scheme of cruise travel in Southeast Alaska. I also attended the Alaska Day Pancake Breakfast, and I agree with Ms. Gladyshevsky on which pancakes are the best. I also attended the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, had a great time. I was on Action Line last Friday to talk about the Visitor Industry Task Force, and then right before this meeting tonight, I was at the public meeting on the Roldis Rule in the Tongass and was very impressed with the gigantic crowd I saw there. And that's my report.
Thank you, Ms. Treem.
Madam Mayor, I have two other things.
Ms. Hale, so much for
brevity.
You can't, you go back, you're thrown out.
I did want to mention that there is a DBA, Downtown Business Association board meeting tomorrow, and I will be attending that. And I will also, I'm going to be the assembly rep to the Juneau Egan and Yandukan intersection project that DOT has undertaken. I may regret this because I think it's going to be a lot of meetings, and we're going to kick off tomorrow at 1 at DOT headquarters, or maybe at 7 Mile. I guess I better figure that out, but anyway.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Hale, and thank you for accepting that assignment. And I saw some shocked faces when on Mrs. Treem's report the pool is closing just for maintenance right now, so no one panic.
That's what I said.
All right. I know, but...
Thank you.
Ms. Hughes Scandies.
Thank you for calming my nerves. thank you, Madam Mayor. The Docks and Harbors Board met on Halloween. I was disappointed that none of them were in costume, but they still gave me a warm welcome because I was still partially in costume from earlier in the day. We saw the transfer today, transferring funds from Imalga to the new project, the pile anodes, and they discussed the Tidelands leasing sort of process, and we're just putting it on their radar that with all the interest in the Norwegian sale and the subport property, that that is bound to involve them, and I think it's good that they're thinking about that now. I attended a chamber after hours event at North Rim. That was fun to mix and meet some new people that I hadn't met yet. I attended one of the luncheons that was on how to make healthcare more affordable. Interesting topic. I went to the Celebrating Survivors event that that was part of the Domestic Violence Summit. It's very moving, very useful. I heard the summit was always important to continue to shed light on that, as our statistics are still so terrible. I was happy to attend the fundraiser at the Filipino Community Hall. That was a lot of fun, good food. Need to learn how to work on my dance moves. I've got a year to practice. I attended the Chamber of Commerce dinner, and that was a lot of fun. The reentry simulation, as everyone has already referenced, was very eye-opening and very useful, and I'm happy to hear that they're going to be doing another one for the legislators. Really good work by the people to put them on, and was happy to be invited. And I also attended the sale dinner honoring Gail and Dave Otteson. Great cause, a lot of good people there, and it concludes my report.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes-Campbell. All right, Mr. Smith, since you haven't been to probably too many of your meetings yet, I expect you to be really brief.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will do my best. I attended my first Planning Commission meeting, which by all reports was very short, a vacation of a right-of-way. And then there was an introduction by staff of a historic and cultural preservation plan. That will be working its way through that body and then coming this way. I also attended the Chamber of Commerce dinner. Very neat to celebrate and recognize Assemblywoman Becker and her husband for a Lifetime Achievement Award. Ms. Hughes-Scandies and I are, yes, both looking for lessons on tinikling dancing from the Tihan dinner. So someone provides those lessons, they can email or call us. Was at the Roadless Rule meeting briefly before here. The Forest Service is accepting public comments on this, so if the public is interested in doing so, a simple Google search should be able to get you there. Also, Ms. Hale brought up the Fred Meyer intersection. There is, I believe, a public meeting on November 19th from 4 to 7 at Nugget in the Nugget Mall Community Room. So if people are interested in there. Attended the healthcare presentation on single-payer national healthcare. Very interesting. And that reentry simulation was incredibly insightful. It really made me have additional compassion for the things people have to go through as they're trying to reenter society and rehabilitate themselves. They are all good. The things that they have to do all make sense, but it was just very eye-opening to realize all the different steps and how interconnected they were in it. Yes, just hopefully some additional compassion for those trying to make themselves better. That is all, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Human Resource Committee met tonight on November 4th, and we have two seats for appointments. The Human Resource Committee recommends John Delgado to be reappointed to the Douglas Advisory Board for a three-year term beginning immediately and ending September 30th, 2022. We ask for unanimous consent.
All right. Any objections? Seeing any, hearing none, he's appointed.
The second recommendation, Human Resource Committee recommends Anne Julie Grantham for an appointment on the Juneau Commission on Sustainability to a term beginning immediately and ending June 30th of 2021. And I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, she is appointed.
Very good. I have some potential dates. We have a hospital board seat open, a planning commission seat open, and a docks and harbor seat is open. The dates in December, December 5th, December 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And I'm looking for the best two dates. We want to have two dates available depending on the number of candidates that apply. The dates are December 5th, December 12th, December 17th, 18th, and 19th. The 5th and the 12th, I believe, are Thursdays. 17th, 18th, 19th, I think, goes through the middle of the week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
The 17th is out for me. I have school board that night. Other than that, the rest are good.
The 19th doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Bartlett.
Fifth and the 12th are fine.
May I get back to you?
I think I think Downtown Blueprint is meeting on the 12th, and they generally have the chamber review of the FN 224.
I can't do the 5th or the 12th, actually. I lied. So you could send this to somebody.
17th? 17th.
17th,
it sounds
yep.
So, somebody told me no for 17th already.
Yeah.
Yes,
17th. Well, I have to choose between that and go to the school board. So they moved their meeting closer, or instead of being on the 10th.
That might be the only date that works, Mr. Jones, so you might have to make that.
Do you need two dates?
We wanted a second date because with the three appointments available, the concern was that we had too much going on one date, so I would like to get one really good date that the majority of us could meet, and I'll try to get as many of the applicants in on that date, but I wanted to have a backup date.
So the 19th, I have a Bartlett board meeting, but you could take that date, too, and
Well, there would be three Bartlett board members if they're applying for reappointment. We'd be coming for that.
Oh, right, you can't.
And they don't meet on the 19th.
For some reason, I've got it on my calendar.
Okay. But anyway, just to remind you, I mean, Mr. Bryson said one in each one, but I think there's three seats up for hospital. I don't know about the other two, but there's at least three seats, and there's at least one that won't, that's not reapplying on that hospital board.
So the 17th sounds like it's the best date.
The 19th is the back.
17th and
19th? 17th and 19th.
Yep.
Okay.
Madam Clerk, do you see any issues with either of those dates?
And it's at 5 or? Figure it out closer.
And nobody could
okay.
do the 17th,
we have.
I could do the 18th.
Nobody could do the
18th? The 18th, nobody told me no on the 18th yet. Oh, except for Mrs. Hale had the Bartlett.
No, that Bartlett. Was the
19th.
18th is Eight. Good for me.
18th?
17th, 18th?
18th primary day?
Works for me.
Yeah.
I have 18th as the primary day. And we typically begin those at 5:30. Is that correct, Madam Mayor?
Yes.
As Ms. Cathcart relays the quantity of applicants, I will then maybe seek out an additional date if necessary. All right, so that was my human resources report. I had an action line at the earlier Friday in the month of October, hanging out with Pete Caron. On the 22nd, we had the first visitor industry task force. Knowing how anxious I was for my first gavel in, I have to compliment Ms. Treem. There was a lot more people watching that VIT meeting. On the 23rd, I attended a work session for JCOS where we discussed waste stream. We had Austin, is the waste coordinator forgive me for his last name has slipped my mind. The important details of that, 30% of Juneau's waste stream is construction waste stream from demolition and construction route. And the plastic that we also dislike is less than 6% of our recycled material is plastic. On the 26th, I also attended the chamber dinner. On the 27th, attended the Eagle Crest Board retreat. They're going to request a feasibility study. They want a third-party study for their potential summer activities. They also mentioned the OHV and the possibility for that, and they are addressing pay. It turns out the local sandwich shop pays more than the local ski resort. On the 28th, Monday morning, right before I got to the Public Works and Facility, I actually walked into an active felony burglary at my fourplex location down on Lemon Creek Street. The trailer across, and I'm referencing our nuisance law, had been a problematic trailer. It was one of the reasons why I kept pushing and asking for it. That was a really bad week in that place. The tenant was out of town, got broken into six times that Monday. It's not here. Mr. Nate Watts, I owe him a debt of gratitude. They boarded up the trailer, and the trailer that I'm mentioning, I don't know if you remember hearing about the 79-year-old that was beat to unconsciousness by a 53-year-old. That was the non-leased person who would not leave that premises. It was the adopted stepson. He beat him so badly that he could not get up to go to the bus stop for 3 days, during which time Mr. Watts showed up at the trailer asking for Dale, and they told him Dale's not here, even though he was lying, essentially dying in his back bedroom. The family's gotten involved. The city got reinvolved. That's why the place is boarded up now. Upon boarding up that very awful nuisance property, I also boarded up my property and got the tenant back in town. Drug traffic and nuisance traffic in that area has dropped to zero. It went from one of the most dangerous locations that I found in Juneau. Boarding up and getting rid of the bad location eliminated the negative activity. All of my tenants are extremely pleased right now. The neighborhood went to nothing. Thank you for letting me share that, Madam Mayor. On the 30th, I met with the Wednesday morning group and to give an update on where we're at for the assembly. And in the afternoon, I spent a few hours doing the same thing for the middle schoolers for Mr. Wade's class at Floyd Dryden. And then on the 31st, I hung out with Mr. Rogers for an hour, getting up to speed for Mr. Jones' meetings. I missed the re-entry simulation, and instead I just hired three of their employees, and I housed two of them, or their offenders. And that is all of my report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. And since we acknowledge Mary and Jim Becker for the chamber, we should also say their lifetime achievement. We should also say a shout out to Hayden Garrison for the Citizen of the Year.
Yes.
I see all kinds of things. You guys would agree. Mr. Jones.
I just wanted to mention that he got out before. Everybody talked about going to the chamber lunch on health care. The speaker on Thursday is Mr. Rogers talking about internet sales tax. So.
Please remember to RSVP because they are getting more full all the time and sometimes they might not let you in the door. Mr. Smith.
Following Ms. Hale's lead on taking another bite at the apple, I did want to say one thing, and that is I wanted to thank the mayor. One thing I did shortly after the election and things I'd heard during the campaign was about people preferring not to say their full street address when they're providing public testimony. So instead, I talked with the city attorney and others, and the mayor has worked with me on that, and now I was asking just for a street of residence or a general part of town, just to hopefully lower barriers for people feeling comfortable to testify in front of the assembly. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All right, any more things that we've forgotten? Okay. We're getting here and done. Check to see if Mr. Edwardson has anything.
I mean, actually.
we have any continuation of public participation?
Baby.
Seeing and hearing none, the Madam Clerk has tried to tell me something.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to answer Mr. Bryson and Mr. Jones. We have three open seats coming up on the Planning Commission and three open seats coming up on the Hospital Board and one unexpired term on the Docks and Harbors Board. Those applications, we're currently actively seeking applicants, so anyone from the public wishing to apply are encouraged to do so. Because we've set the meeting date for December 18th, we may want to extend the application period. Right now, it's due to close on November 22nd, but we may want to extend that date further so we can encourage people to submit applications in time for your meeting.
All right, and I'm just hearing from Mr. Edwardson that he'll probably be out of town the week of the 17th, so you might just want to poll everybody through the clerk on dates again.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Okay, we might just end up having one of us on for that one. All right, since there's no continuation of public participation on non-agenda items, we are adjourned.
And you are tuned to KTOO Juno. This concludes the on-air broadcast of the CBJ Assembly meeting. The next meeting is on November 25th. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm Martha Moore, your host. Have a great evening.